Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, day 123, with all your might. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Ecclesiastes 9:10. Sit with those words for just a moment. Whatever your hand finds to do. Not what you hope to do someday, not what you would do if conditions were better, if the calling were clearer, if the task were bigger. What is already in your hand today, that is the call, and it is enough. The preacher of Ecclesiastes understood the shortness of life better than almost anyone who ever wrote. He looked at time honestly, saw how quickly it slips away, and instead of sinking under that weight, he said, then do. Do it now. Do it with everything you have. This is not hurry, my friend. It is not anxiety dressed up as diligence. It is something else entirely. It is the holy refusal to waste the day God has given you, because this day will not come back. This moment, this task, this person in front of you, this window of opportunity, when the sun goes down tonight, they will be gone. And God will not ask you whether the task was impressive or ordinary. He will ask how you did it, whether you showed up fully or held something back. And this is where the text cuts right to the heart of it. Half strength produces half the fruit and twice the exhaustion. You already know this. You have felt it, that particular weariness of a day spent busy without ever having truly given anything. Activity without presence. Motion without meaning. But when you go all in on one thing, when you close the rest, choose the task, and pour everything you have into it, something shifts. The lightness that comes from full surrender is real. It sounds backwards, but it is real. God does not measure the task by its size. He measures the giving. Small work done with all your might carries more weight before Him than grand work done halfway. An email written with real care and attention is worth more than 20 dashed off without thought. A single conversation held with full presence is worth more than 5 conversations where you were somewhere else in your mind. It is not what you do. It is how completely you give yourself to what you do. And strength scattered across 10 things at once becomes weakness. You know this too. How many days have ended with 10 things started and nothing finished? Not today. Today you choose one, the most important one, the one you have been putting off the longest, and you give it everything. So here is what I want you to do. Before breakfast, before you open email, before you look at the whole list, stop. Think of the task you keep postponing. You know exactly which one it is. It is sitting there, waiting, taking up quiet space in your mind because you have been walking around it instead of through it. Today is the day. Take a piece of paper or open a note on your phone and write down the very first concrete step. Not the whole plan, just the first step. Then early, while the morning is still yours, take that step with all your might, with full presence, with the quiet conviction of someone who knows they were called to this, right now, in this season. That is what with all your might looks like. Not perfection, not heroics, just real, wholehearted giving to what is in your hand in the day God gave you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.